KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 40. As we head into Sunday, we'll continue with sun in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 54.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Legislation introduced in the Senate would create more transparency in the cattle markets. Michael Clements shares how the bill aligns with priorities that were set by Farm Bureau members.
The Cattle Market Transparency Act would bring much-needed changes to cattle markets, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett says events last year highlighted the need for reform.
After an extremely volatile 2020 in the cattle market, producers became exceedingly frustrated. This bill helps ease much of that frustration by creating a contract library for producers to compare the terms of their contracts versus others in the industry. It also mandates that a packer report the number of cattle scheduled to be delivered for slaughter each day for the next 14 days. This is a requirement that already exists in the swine industry and will better help industry to project estimated slaughter numbers and the packers' need for cattle.
AFBF passed policy objectives during the virtual annual convention earlier this year, detailing how cattle markets can be more transparent.
This was after an extensive review of the cattle markets by our cattle market working group in 2020. If AFBF is to support a mandatory minimum negotiated trade, it must be cognizant of regional differences, and this bill does exactly that. Supporting Senator Deb Fischer and Ron Wyden's Cattle Market Transparency Act is a huge step forward for AFBF.
Bennett says the Cattle Market Working Group's grassroots efforts paid off, leading to support of this bill.
Because of their leadership, we're able to proudly support this bill, which certainly moves our industry forward. That, to me, is what Farm Bureau is all about. So I would encourage all Farm Bureau members to reach out to your local congressmen and senators and ask them to support the Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2021.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant for agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, if you're still struggling to get into the Kansas Department of Labor to talk to somebody regarding your unemployment benefits, Governor Laura Kelly says it may be because of auto dialers that some individuals are using, clogging up the phone lines for KDOL.
Support your fellow Kansans by refraining from using those auto dialers. It doesn't help you. It just hurts other people. 54 callers, just 54 callers were responsible for over 43,000 calls.
That audio from KWCH News. Brett Flashbarth from the Kansas Department of Labor says, though, it's not the only issue they're experiencing, but they do recommend to not use any auto dialers when they're trying to reach the KDOL.
I want to be clear, like, this is not the sole reason why we're having folks trouble accessing our system. We understand the frustration, the need for people to try and do everything they can to get the assistance. These auto dialers are kind of self-defeating.
The department is set to expand their call center starting this weekend and will also have extended hours to try to assist individuals with their claims. Good America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Governor Laura Kelly says that Kansas plans to give thousands of meatpacking plant workers their first COVID-19 vaccines by the end of next week. Her announcement from Thursday this week came as at least a few counties are pushing back against the state's inoculation rules that carry the threat of having doses withheld for not complying. The vaccinations for meatpacking workers began on Thursday afternoon, and Kelly said the state plans to administer the first of two doses to more than 12,000 of the workers. Meanwhile, with the past week, Sedgwick and Riley counties have been at odds with the state over moving vaccinations to people younger than the age of 65 with chronic medical conditions. In other news, police say a suspicious device found near the Pittsburgh State University campus contained a small amount of incendiary components. Police were notified on Wednesday after the device was found on a block adjacent to the campus. The Kansas State Highway Patrol's hazardous device unit removed the device from campus on Thursday evening. Pieces of it will be taken to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation's forensic laboratories for further examination. Police said no suspects so far have been developed in the case, and the investigation is ongoing. Good America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Creighton University has suspended basketball coach Greg McDermott indefinitely for using racially insensitive language while addressing his team after a game last weekend. McDermott made a public apology on Tuesday and again Wednesday for urging his players to stay on the plantation after the 14th-ranked Blue Jays 77-69 loss at Xavier. McDermott coached the Blue Jays 72-60 loss at No. 10 Villanova on Wednesday night. Assistant coach Alan Huss will serve as interim head coach for the home game against Butler tomorrow. Well-known former state senator Ernie Chambers got his second shot of the coronavirus vaccine publicly on Wednesday to encourage other people to get the shots. The 83-year-old, who was forced out of office in January by term limits, received his second dose of the Moderna vaccine Wednesday at a health care center in northeast Omaha. I'm Rick Everett, and that is a look at your Friday Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As of Wednesday, no active COVID cases were reported in Marshall County. Three had been listed earlier in the week, and the numbers are the lowest in months, a dramatic decline from a peak well over 200 cases at a point in November. Washington County rose to 5 active cases this week, up from just 1 a week ago. Nemahal County fell to 8 cases this week, after a recent 3-week rise to 19 last week from numbers under 10 late January into early February. Vaccination rollout efforts continue as supplies arrive. Area hospitals and care facilities are beginning to allow visitors, with some restrictions in most instances. Hanover Hospital announcing that effective Friday, each patient may receive one visitor per day from 1 to 7 p.m. Marshall and Washington County Sheriff officers earlier this week conducted a joint exercise on responding to missing person calls utilizing a canine in conjunction with drone technology. An injury accident was reported February 11th in Marshall County. Derek Hurling and Hannah Marie Wagner, both of Marysville, collided at the intersection of 13th and Pheasant Roads. Both drivers were transported to CMH in Marysville, where they were treated and released. February 24th, Hollenburg, Hanover, and Washington fire departments dispatched to Fuller Street in Hollenburg for a grass fire. Bond has not been set for Home City woman Shelby Fredericks, age 29, was arrested by Seneca police Monday on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of THC, and trafficking contraband into a correctional facility. Fredericks remains in custody in Nemahal County. The Kansas Center for Entrepreneurship in Wichita will receive $800,000 to capitalize and administer a revolving loan fund to provide critical gap financing to small businesses and entrepreneurs adversely affected by the coronavirus pandemic in a 15-county region, including Clay, Marshall, Nemahal, and Pottawatomie counties. Nature is the common theme in the March exhibition at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. The artwork of Nancy Overmeyer opens Saturday, March 6th, and closes Thursday, March 25th, showcasing her art inspired by the shapes and colors of nature. The Art Center at 201 South 9th Street in Marysville is open Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4. Admission is free. The exhibition is sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and features two types of Overmeyer's art, gourd art, and printing, with all of the art also for sale. As Severe Weather Awareness Week concludes in Kansas, the National Weather Service reminds that spring storm spotter training will be available only online this spring. A series of sessions are available with details and sign-up on the National Weather Service webpage. The roughly hour-long sessions are all free and open to the public and will highlight severe storms, safety, and related topics. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is a guest on our public affairs program this weekend as he highlights Consumer Protection Week and ways the public can avoid scams and other illegal operations. Program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Richard E. Smitty Smith, age 91, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Omaha National Cemetery Monday. A registration book at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore available Friday 9 until 5, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Russell Smitty Smith.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Nancy Overmeyer returns to the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art with two new exhibits. It's What Sunflowers Do features a special gourd art collection, and A Walk in the Wood showcases eco-printing works. Don't miss the artwork of Nancy Overmeyer on exhibit now at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Open Thursday 4 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4, and Sunday 1 to 4. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system moving across the central southern parts of the United States, bringing that area a little bit of some rain showers, possible thunderstorms. Otherwise, across the upper parts of the Midwest, high-pressure system overhead, we're going to see dry weather, and it looks like across the central, east-central parts of the Midwest, north of that low, we're going to see sunny skies, dry weather, and we'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We won't see a chance of rain showers until it looks like Tuesday until Wednesday, when another low moves through the area. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny around 60. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear around 40. And Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature early March, 53. Record high in this date, 84. The average low, 27. Record low is 2 degrees below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Why would you want to practice gender discrimination when planting this spring? We will share one reason today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 5th, the 64th day of the year. Actor Jack Cassidy was born in 1927, and the hula hoop was patented on this day in 1963. If springtime allergies throw you for a loop, here are some things to keep in mind when sketching out lawn and garden plans. As a general rule, more brightly colored flowers are less allergenic. They tend to be pollinated by insects with sticky pollen that stays inside the flower. And here's another tip. Ask your local nursery about plants that come in both male and female genders. Only male plants produce pollen, so your nose should have a little quarrel with female varieties. You can practice gender discrimination with spice bushes, American hollies, and persimmons, just to name a few. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Marcus Garrett scored on a driving layup with 22.4 seconds to go, and John Harris added a pair of clinching free throws as number 13 Kansas overcame a 15-point second-half deficit and beat UTEP 67-62. David McCormack scored 13 of his 18 points in the second half. Okjai Gbaji had 19 points as the Jayhawks avoided a rare second loss in Allen Fieldhouse this season in what was supposed to be a Big 12 tourney tune-up. Bryson Williams led UTEP with 23 points and 13 rebounds. KU football head coach Les Miles was banned from contacting women students after an investigation in 2013 while he was coaching at Louisiana State University. USA Today reports Miles was also accused by staff from the athletics department of saying female student workers who helped the football team land top recruits had to be, quote, attractive, blonde, and fit. USA Today reports this is a continually developing story. Mid-America Network Sports.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
Ag News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
The Kansas City Royals announced that 10,000 fans will be allowed at Kauffman Stadium starting on opening day. It's the first time in a year and a half that Kauffman will host fans due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Initial plans for seating include pod-style seating to accommodate the 10,000, but the club has set goals to expand the capacity monthly if it is safe to do so. Season ticket members will have priority in picking their seats beginning on the 18th of this month. Arrowhead Stadium has a new name. The Chiefs announced the stadium will be known as Geha Field at Arrowhead Stadium. The team reached the naming rights agreement with Government Employees Health Association, or GEHA, which is the Chiefs' exclusive partner for health, dental, and vision plans. GEHA and the Chiefs' officials said they're committed to ensuring Arrowhead Stadium remains the identity of the venue. It's the first time in Chiefs' history that the organization has sold naming rights for Arrowhead. And the Kansas City Royals mix it up this afternoon with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thursday night semifinals in sub-state basketball saw the Hanover Lady Wildcats advance over Blue Valley 72-38, while Wetmore held off Lynn 34-30. Hanover and Wetmore girls meet Saturday in Axtell. Frankfort Lady Wildcats fell for a second time this season to Donovan West 57-55, ending the Cats' season at 16-4, while D. West moves on to face Clifton Clyde, who knocked off top seed Jackson Heights 45-36, handing them just a second loss this season. Valley Heights boys lost to top seed Valley Falls 55-33, as Valley Falls moves on to Saturday night's championship and will face Riverside, who took Mar Hill 56-47. Finally, top seed Nemahal Central girls took Jefferson West 60-37, and second seed Sabetha beat Royal Valley 44-41 in Class 3A.
Top two seeds in the Axtell 1A girls sub-state advanced to the championship Saturday. Hanover rules past Blue Valley 72-38 in the nightcap, and Wetmore took Lynn in the opener 34-30. 10 Lady Wildcats scored for Hanover, led by Keegan Atkins with 24 points, 22 of those in the second and third quarters. Steph Tessalosi scored 11 points, Hanover posting a 72-38 win with a running clock in the fourth quarter. Cats go 14-5, ending Blue Valley season at 5-14. Just three players scored for the Rams, led by Brianna Young with 14, Landry Zoller at 13. Wetmore held off a Lynn fight 34-30 in the opener. Lynn had a lead late in the ballgame, but Wetmore would go ahead on 7 of 10 fourth quarter free throws. They were led by Reagan Osterhaus with 12 points, improving to 16-6. Lynn's season comes to an end, led by Faith Beichman with 14. Bulldogs end their campaign 10-11. Wetmore 34, Lynn 30. Hanover and Wetmore tip off Saturday at 2 from Axtell. We'll have it live on PNDY-FM, 95.5.
Friday night sub-state semifinals at Axtell. Boys action, Lynn versus Wetmore at 5:30. Axtell hosts Hanover at 8. Both games live on KNDY-FM 95.5. At Centralia, Frankfort and Troy boys tip off at 5:30. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde boys at 8. Class 2A at Valley Heights, Washington County Riverside girls at 5:30. Valley Heights hosting Horton girls at 8. Class 3A at Sabetha, Marysville Pleasant Ridge boys at 5:30. Royal Valley and Jefferson West tip off at 8. Marysville game live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
More than ever, it's critical to take advantage of favorable grain prices when you see them, even when your crop is still in the field. You can when you have a thoughtful crop revenue plan with Frontier Farm Credit. Our crop insurance officers have the expertise to deliver a plan that can help you lock in those crop prices, protect your income, and your working capital too. We'll show you how. Learn more by calling Frontier Farm Credit. Agriculture works here.
In January of 1942, 8-year-old Tom Crosby, his brother, mother, and grandmother, Americans living in Manila, were taken prisoner by the Japanese who had invaded the Philippines. For the next 3 years, he would experience life as a child POW. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot Bio Proven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Tom Crosby was just 8 years old when the Japanese invaded the Philippines. His brother, mother, and grandmother, all Americans, were living in Manila when the Japanese took them and approximately 3,500 civilians as POWs. They were sent to the campus of the University of Santo Tomas.
All the elder men were in the gymnasium on the floor, about 700 of them. And that's how they spent all 3 years.
Tom and his younger brother were housed on the third floor of an adjacent building, separate from their mom and grandmother.
Our first wake-up call was within this first month. Three men tried to escape. They were caught, brought back, and then they were made an example in front of all of us. We had to go out and watch them, torture them, and then took them into a banana grove right in front of the main building there, and you heard three shots, and that was it.
His family was taken prisoner in January of 1942. After 2 full years at Santo Tomas, conditions went from bad to worse.
The third year in 44 was absolutely the worst because the Japanese were as bad off as we were. Their supplies were cut off.
His grandmother was a resourceful nurse who found a way to provide her 2 grandsons with a little extra nutrition.
She took our leather shoes, belt, anything like that, and she would boil it in water and boil it and boil it and boil it until she got some nutrients out of the leather. It tasted horrible.
Tom and his brother also scrounged through the Japanese soldiers' garbage to find bones that could be boiled. By 1945, the end was near, but whether they would live or die was very much in question. More next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heenehockey Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. on U.S. Highway 36, a mile east of Baileyville to E Road, then a quarter mile south. Selling tractors and farm equipment, including a pair of 79 white D105 diesel tractors, Oliver 770 diesel wide front row crop tractor, 59 Oliver 770 gas narrow front row crop tractor, 46 Farmall H narrow front tractor, a Cat D6 dozer. They'll have a couple of old grain trucks, several older pickups, a lot of machinery items, including a John Deere 4400 combine, 4 bottom plows, a disc, 6 row air planter, a drill, 10-foot seeder, a couple of trailers, a couple of blades, a rotary mower, 70-0 Bobcat skid steer. Also selling, fuel barrels, a welding table, 30-ton bottle and 2-ton floor jacks, some collectible items and some household items. Plus farmland selling at 1 o'clock, 150 acres more or less, with 131 acres cropland, 18 acres waterway, and a building site with 1 acre. Farm's been idle for the past few years, lays well, and is a convenient location along U.S. 36 and E Road in Marion Township, a mile east of Baileyville. Building site has a 40 by 60 foot shed and a few older garages. This farm machinery and farmland auction for the estate of Leonard Heenehockey Saturday, March 6th, begins at 10 a.m. east of Baileyville. Olmsted and Sandstrom Real Estate Broker and Auctioneers.
Showing beef cattle is a popular project for kids in 4-H and FFA. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Selecting the right animal increases your odds of getting the blue ribbon as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at commodityclassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
My brother and sister and I spent our 4-H years showing beef cattle. We got the animals from our uncle who had a cow-calf herd. Some of our club members raised their own and others bought their bovines from cattle producers or feeder calf sales. David Kirkpatrick is a beef extension specialist at the University of Tennessee. He says when you're choosing a steer, the number one quality to pay attention to is disposition. If you can't handle it, it doesn't matter how good it looks. For beginners, he recommends the Hereford breed. They're docile cattle and easy to break to lead. Kirkpatrick says there are physical characteristics that should also be evaluated.
You want to make sure that they're structurally sound and the feet and legs are in good shape. Then you probably need to evaluate the muscling, how wide they walk. As you view them from behind, it's certainly another indicator of muscling and thickness over the top. Probably another thing is to evaluate the frame size of these cattle.
Steers are usually purchased when they're 6 to 9 months old and weigh from 500 to 700 pounds. They should finish out between 1,100 and 1,300 pounds at showtime. How long this takes depends on the breed, frame size, and your management of the animal. Having enough time for the appropriate daily weight gain to meet the show standard is another consideration.
There's sort of some calculations you need to figure out. What is an acceptable gain on this calf? If you weigh 700 pounds and I've got 3 months before showing, you can't get 500 pounds on them that quick.
There are good calves and bad calves in every breed. Some people only show purebreds, but crossbred animals are very popular because they combine the good traits of different breeds. Learn more about choosing a show steer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Mercy, mercy's for you.
know about you, but every time my husband and I try to do a home improvement project, something goes wrong or it ends up taking way longer than expected. Let's just say we're no Chip and Joanna Gaines. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, life can sometimes feel like a home improvement project gone wrong, and being financially prepared for those curveballs is important. To get ahead of any unforeseen events, it could be time to open an emergency fund outside of your day-to-day savings account. If possible, put away about 20% of your monthly income into this account. Other ways to save include cutting out any unnecessary spending or maybe only going out to eat once a month versus every weekend. And don't forget to end those unused subscriptions. Being prepared for the future is a smart way to be a good steward of your resources. By sticking to your financial strategy and saving regularly, you'll live a life filled with more meaning and gratitude.
Assembling a global satellite network that provides an inexpensive platform for field sensors to communicate. Up next on Farm to Fork. Make this the planting season you do away with talc and graphite as your seed lubricant solution in the planter box. Switch to the 100% soy-based product called Dust. Made by an Iowa company called Low Mutech, Dust is cleaner, safer to use, and farmer-proven in the field. Look for your local dealer. Visit lowmutech.com. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
California-based Swarm Technologies has tiny satellites orbiting the Earth that are designed to relay tiny amounts of data from ground-based devices. Former NASA engineer Lisa Spangolo is co-founder and CEO.
There's a lot of use cases, particularly in ag, where it's important just to bring maybe 10 or 20 or 100 bytes of data off of a device, like a moisture sensor reading or the location of a truck.
Spangolo says Precision Ag is expected to be a big user of Swarm.
They want more data. They want data analytics. They want to be able to make really informed decisions and optimize operations so that they're minimizing water usage, energy usage, and really maximizing their yield.
Spangolo says Swarm is available for just $5 per device per month with a one-time cost for a satellite modem for each device.
It's just been really exciting to realize how just a little bit of data transferred through the Swarm system can have a pretty significant impact on their operations in terms of minimizing waste and maximizing profits, but also minimizing the impact on the environment, you know, whether that's water or CO2.
Learn more at swarm.space. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News Soil Temperature Report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, we got a little rain across parts of Kansas and Oklahoma last night, but not enough. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey discusses the drought in the United States and some of its impacts.
Some of the commodities we more typically look at throughout the year. First of all, winter wheat. Currently seeing almost one-third of the winter wheat production area in drought. 32% is the exact number. That has been hovering right in the lower 30s all through February. And it does show that there is a portion of the wheat crop, particularly across the high plains, that is experiencing some drought. Stress. That also a concern as the crop will be breaking dormancy from south to north over the next few weeks. Elsewhere, hay production in drought, 37% of the country. That number has been ranging from 35 to 37%. Cattle inventory, U.S. cattle inventory in drought, 45%. That number has been basically steady in the mid-40s. You might remember during the February deep freeze, a lot of producers were having to increase feed, and due to the drought, there were some shortages of feed during that times. So obviously that was one of the implications of the drought that continues to affect the middle and western parts of the country.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Beginning to warm up, looking at 47 and 48 degrees in south central and southeastern Kansas. Still holding in the upper 30s, 38, 39, and 40 degrees in northwest and north central Kansas. A little warmer towards the southwest. In Oklahoma, a big push in the south, 51, 52, and 53 degrees in the southern tier of counties. That stretches up into central Oklahoma. The panhandle still stands at 43 and 44 degrees. Far northeast Oklahoma, 45, 46, and 47 degrees. But the soil temperatures are slowly warming. Ag News, Soil Temperature Reports, Mid-America Ag Network.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag Network.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American Farm Bureau reminding farmers and ranchers about the importance of safety and health as part of the Ag Safety Awareness Program Week. Michael Clements shares how Farm Bureau helping keep farmers and ranchers in their communities safe during planting season and throughout the year.
This week is Ag Safety Awareness Program Week, and the American Farm Bureau, along with State Farm Bureau organizations, are promoting safety for farmers and ranchers. Maggie Good, AFBF Member Engagement Director, says Farm Bureau members throughout the country are participating in the effort through the theme Driving Safety Home.
Each day of the week has a different theme to share resources and different messages around. So I know a lot of our State Farm Bureaus have teamed up with their volunteer programs to make sure that they're including their members in getting out health and safety messages and getting personal stories worked into that.
Good says farm safety and health extends beyond the usual conversations of safety around machinery and in the field.
Wednesday's theme is general farmer wellness. It can cover a whole variety of things as far as getting a normal checkup every year and making sure you're up to date on all the vaccinations that you need. Thursday, we're talking about mental health. American Farm Bureau has the Farm State of Mind webpage on our website. It's got a ton of great resources about mental health and also give them the tools that they need when someone in their circle is struggling.
Good says Ag Safety Awareness Program Week offers important reminders to all of rural America.
It not only serves as a reminder to farmers and ranchers to keep themselves and their families safe during planting season and into the warmer months, but it also serves as a reminder to motorists that there's going to be slow-moving farm machinery on the road. And by taking their part to slow down, they're not only getting themselves and their families home safely, but they're also making sure that our farmers and ranchers can get a safe and abundant food source on their table.
Find Ag Safety Awareness Week resources online at fb.org. Michael Clement, Washington.
Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Go to a cattle sale and you'll see a variety of bulls up for auction. How do you decide which one is the best? Choose the one that fits your goals and operation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio.
providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Buying season, cattle producers are studying criteria such as pedigree information, performance data, and pictures to decide where they want to make their investment. Animal scientist Scott Greiner at Virginia Tech University says you have to have a goal in mind for how that bull will be used in your breeding program because he determines the genetics of your herd.
Asking ourselves what are the breeding objectives of our herd, what traits are we trying to improve, which of those are we trying to maintain or optimize, or do we feel our herd is at the proper level of genetics? And so the ability to look at our herd and our marketing program and our management program and how those pieces of the pie fit together in terms of this new bull.
Bulls should be evaluated based on calving ease and birth weight EPDs, or expected progeny difference. The bull only has one job, to get the cows pregnant. So his reproductive activities have to be proven and recorded.
Making sure that that bull has passed a breeding soundness exam and is fully guaranteed to be a breeder, is sound on his feet and legs, and has had a breeding soundness exam performed by a licensed veterinarian. And from there, we can look at his genetic merit.
That includes how good the bull is in terms of frame score, his visual appearance, and other genetic factors that will determine if he's right for the job. This information is usually provided if you go to a public auction. If you buy the bull directly from a farm, the breeder should have the details. I'm Jody Henke. Find more advice on buying a bull at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Livestock complex, cattle have come around and are in positive territory. Hogs are up as well. And grains and soybeans seem to be doing nicely. May corn is up 13 and a half at 546. July corn is up 11 and three quarters at 534 and a quarter. May Kansas City wheat is up 7 and a quarter at 628 and a quarter. July is up 7 and three quarters at 634. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat are working higher too. May soybeans up 15 and three quarters at 1426 and a quarter. July beans up 16 at 1411. May soybean meal is now up 80 cents at 417.30. Bean meal had been struggling through the first part of the day. July bean meal is up a dime at 415. May soy oil is 118 higher at 51.89. July is up 115 at 50.85. So things look good in the soy complex. Cotton has come back around. May cotton up 44 points at 87.58. July cotton is up 38 points at 88.51. As I pointed out in livestock, things look better. April live cattle up 50 at 119.05. June up 95 at 117.92. Positives for fat cattle. April feeders up 62 at 139.60. May feeders up 97 at 143.62. Once again, all the later months are positive, so things look good for cattle. Hogs have come back around. April hogs up 25 at 87.55. May hogs up 57
at 89 and 97. So good news in the livestock complex. In the metals markets, April gold is up $2.20 at $1,702.90. Silver is struggling a bit, but copper is higher. And in the energies markets, April crude oil is up $2.38 at $66.21. And currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 348 points at 31,272. So a good look for the Dow. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Cake News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile, Cape News, on your side.
You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
There will be a land auction, 176 acres. More or less Pottawatomie County grassland, selling for the Donald McLaughlin Estate, southwest of Blaine, Saturday, March 6th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. This is a 176-acre tract, mostly clean native grass pasture, with approximately 25 acres brome grass for pasture or hay, two smaller wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property has three ponds and a very good pipe corral. Property has building site potential with a scenic view, electric service across the road, and rural waterline access. Fences are in fair to good condition. For inspection, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer at Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction for the Donald McLaughlin Estate. Saturday, March 6th, sale begins at 3 p.m. at St. Columbakeel Church Hall at Blaine. Property is located 2 miles south of the Highway 16 99 Junction at Blaine, to Huff Road, then a mile west to Rock Creek Road on the southwest corner.
Thomas Trucking Incorporated reminds listeners of the second annual Seven Lucky Stitches Shop Hop. This year's theme is the magic of pre-cuts. March 6th through the 13th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., 13 shops in Kansas and Nebraska. Thomas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair. Community National Bank reminds you to go out and have fun at the annual Seven Lucky Stitches Shop Hop event from March 6th through March 13th with 13 participating shops in Kansas and Nebraska. From the staff at Community National Bank in Seneca, community minded, community strong, member FDIC.
takes me by the hand. I began to swing her. She knows I never miss the chance to steal a kiss or dance the polka with her. Now I don't speak a word. Once I have heard the one song I love so. She's caught in the middle. She plays second fiddle to a polka on the old banjo. A polka on the banjo. Make that five string hot. Polka on the banjo. Give it all you've got. Polka on the banjo. Watch those fingers go. Now on the song, I guess the one that I love best is a polka on the old banjo.
Station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.